This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. In the meantime, though, we do want to look at the new Permai stimulus package, which was announced earlier in the afternoon at about 4 today by Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin.
So this package, of course, comes after 4 stimulus packages. Packages, so many they've been. 4 stimulus packages and Budget 2021. So the Permai aid package will include 22 initiatives to fulfill 3 objectives. Now, the first of that is to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously. Second, to ensure the welfare of the rakyat. And third, to ensure the survivability of businesses.
So quite a few things there, and therefore quite a few initiatives that fall within it, right? We're just going to go through a few of the biggest highlights. So there's going to be a one-off payment to all medical frontliners, including funds to recruit an additional 3,500 healthcare workers, as well as an additional 800 million ringgit to purchase test kits, reagents and PPE.
And then there is a cash aid under Bantuan Prihatin Rakyat. There will also be a food basket program to provide essential food items to eligible families.
Meanwhile, there's also going to be an extension of tax exemptions for electronics like handphones and laptops, as well as a free 1 gig's worth of internet up till April, as well as a continuation of tax exemptions for car sales and the PTPTN loan moratorium.
There's also going to be a continuation of the wage subsidy program, which will be broadened to all employers in MCO areas, as well as cash aid to delivery riders, to bus, taxi and e-hailing drivers. And the Prihatin Special Grant Plus assistance will be extended to cover 500,000 SMEs in the MCO states.
So speaking of SMEs and businesses as a whole, there has been this push towards e-commerce, towards going digital. So there are funds here to support that. For example, there are also going to be electricity discounts to sectors including hotels, theme parks, convention centres, shopping malls, airlines and tourism, and tax reliefs for those who have donated to COVID-19 funds. So on that point about supporting and invigorating e-commerce, right, that's going to be worth 300 million ringgit each.
So, I mean, I think these are things that many people have been asking for. There have been calls for grants and for aid for quite a while. So it'll be interesting to see what the response is from the people in these sectors.
Yeah, I mean, it's meant for people in certain sectors, but it's also kind of broadly speaking to help people get through it, right? Mm. There has always been this call of what's going to happen to people who in the first place were in a sort of socioeconomically precarious situation, people who are in the B40, perhaps people who have always needed support and at a time where jobs are thin on the ground, right? What else is going to be done? So a lot of different things here, I think, like you said earlier with the packages, it's an extension of that. I would like to know, I think, how effective the previous packages have been and therefore what this actually builds on. These are just some of the things that we're going to get into shortly. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you make of the Permai stimulus package, which is the latest one. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Emeritus Professor Dr. Norma Mansour. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about the Permai stimulus package, which was just announced this afternoon. Coming, of course, as many people have asked, where is the help? You know, what is going to help get people through the MCO 2.0? So we heard some plans from the Prime Minister. Now we want to talk a little bit about the efficacy, or what we expect the efficacy to be from this. If you have thoughts on the stimulus, do you think it's sufficient? What do you make of it in general? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, joining us on the line is Emeritus Professor Datuk Dr. Norma Manso, Director of the Social Wellbeing Research Centre at University of Malaya. Prof. Norma, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Good evening to you, Lynn and Shamila.
So what are your initial reactions to this relief package?
Just like everybody, I think we are waiting for what will be the kind of support that the government will extend to the various sectors in the economy. I think most people, the rakyat, would welcome this special relief package. It is important that support come in a timely manner. And as we, as the government has decisively implemented the MTO 2.0, the implications, the adverse impact on individuals, on businesses, is going to be huge. So although this time around more sectors are open, but still the impact of the since March that we've been on partial or full lockdown MTO, it has affected many businesses and many livelihoods. As you can see, many shops are closed and all that. So this kind of support and some of the support, although it was contained in the 2021 budget, but it was brought forward. Yeah, the government is trying to expedite and so that the support will get to people faster. Yeah.
So Prof. Norma, this particular PERMAI relief package, is it enough to address the pandemic and economic concerns at this time?
The intention, I think, is of threefold or to affect three things. Yeah, number one is to flatten the curve or rather to address the pandemic itself and also to support the frontliners and the supporting groups. Secondly, it's about the low income, the small and small medium companies, yeah, that the third group. Among the low income and also middle income, their salaries are definitely affected by the pandemic. So having this kind of support, when you say enough, there are other constraints as well. As I always mention that in any kind of support provided by the government, there are three things that you have to balance. Number one is whether you want to give it to more people. Number two is whether you want to give more to a few people. So you talk about adequacy. And number three is the cost. So it would also affect the fiscal of the government if one were to be more generous or if more are given. But clearly, what the government is trying to do with this package is to support consumption. Yeah, and by doing this, there are 22 initiatives unveiled earlier, shows that it is quite comprehensive, and the government is trying to support various groups, yeah, not just one group, but various groups.
So I do want to touch on the previous stimulus packages. So what do we know about how effective they have been and what learnings we can take from them as we head into releasing more of these packages?
I think the impact is, you will have to do an extensive study to be able to know exactly the qualitative side on the ground. But as you can see, the economy has picked up the deficit is not as big as the third quarter compared to the second quarter, yeah? But this time around, too, I think the lessons learned is also the coordination and also working together, joint support, yeah, by the government with the private sector, yeah, including the banks, the hospitals, private hospitals are also coming in to support with the pandemic itself. And also private banks are making it easier for individuals to borrow. So all these are, I could see that the learnings from past packages or over close to a year now, I think, since the pandemic, I think has enabled the government to be more more wise, I think, in the way that they provide the support.
So this PERMAI package that was just announced, what are some specific incentives within it that you feel will be the most effective?
The cash transfer is definitely effective. Yeah, we did some research, and also from the UNDP research that was conducted. Yeah, the fast and speedy research that they have conducted also shows that the cash transfer really helped. So bringing forward the Bantuan Prihatin as well would add to the support. And also, I would also like to add that supporting through the employment insurance system, yeah, where in the past, this is for the formal sector, that in the past you will have to fulfill certain time period in order for you to benefit from the job search allowance, yeah, the unemployment benefit. But now that is reduced, yeah, and more people will be able to enjoy the 30% of their income even if they lose their job. So these are some of the improvements that I think the government has done, learning from past experience. Yeah.
And with that said, is there anything that you feel is lacking in PERMAI?
With any packages, you wish that the government can do more. But as I said, that the three objectives, yeah, the adequacy, the coverage, and the cost involved would be the limitations. What's important is that people can access this. You make it simple, you make it fast, and especially, for instance, you talk about moratorium. Now it is more targeted rather than universal moratorium. But that too, if it's simpler and easier for people to benefit from the moratorium, that will be something that is very useful. And it will benefit more people.
So, in terms of the source of these funds, how much of PERMAI is actually from the government's coffers versus being channeled from the rakyat's pocket, for instance, through EPF and so on? And, you know, just on that note, we do have a question from a listener. Sharul Akmar wants to know, does the government still have the money to roll out this stimulus package? And what is our current economic health?
I'm sure the government has done its math, and this is part of the budget 2021 as well. Yeah, so I would consider that looking at the packages, the majority will be coming from the government. Yeah, majority of the support will come from the government. But on the what I like about this package as well is that more are channeled through BSN, through Tekun. And also private banks are also giving cheaper loans to small businesses, micro businesses. So this is another source where individuals or Malaysians can go to in order for them to support their businesses or their livelihood during these difficult times.
So something that I wanted to touch on is also, we hear in this package, there's a mixture, as there always is, of cash aid as well as tax reliefs. At this stage of the pandemic, do you think that tax reliefs are still the right way to go?
Definitely. I mean, this is a time that the government should show that the government cares. Yeah, that with the tax relief and also the government is cutting or rather not charging tax on the local cars, yeah, and also imported cars, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. This will be one of the ways that the government can give back the money into people's hands, yeah, the cash into people's hands. So, this is the time when government should also extend the goodwill. So I would say that the goodwill will go a long way if it is properly managed, that people are more willing to pay taxes when they know that in times of need, the government is also willing to support them, and especially when businesses are exempted from paying taxes or reduced or getting tax relief. This is a time when the financial difficulties that they are facing, at least they could support their workers. And supporting through wage subsidies and all that is a way that I think it will benefit many businesses.
Prof, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was Emeritus Professor Datuk Dr. Norma Manso, Director of the Social Wellbeing Research Centre at University Malaya, talking to us about the newly announced Permai stimulus package. If you have questions, if you have thoughts on it, do send them our way. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.